This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Bishop Fenwick softball coach Brian Seabury in his third year with the Crusaders. And Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you guys look like you're going to have a pretty good season here. I know it's early. I just got to focus back to last Friday's big showdown game with Peabody, kind of a crosstown rival. I love that Peabody-Fenwick matchup when it's a huge thing. And I know Matt Williams of the Salem News had been talking about it for a couple of weeks. And two great pitchers in your hurler, Gigi Opont, picked up the win, 100 run, I guess, the difference in the game. But, Brian, tell us about that game and how it played out and how it felt. I mean, clearly a big kind of North Shore rivalry kind of at game.
Sure, yeah. Obviously, you know, being located just so close to Fenwick, and obviously Peabody was such a good program in the last few years, and Betancourt's coming through there, and, you know, just overall being a top team in the state, you know, we were excited to play them. We booked them twice this year, which is nice, and we happened to get them 1-0 last Friday, I believe. We knew it would be a pitcher's duel from the start, and it was. I think it was hard to get manufacture runs. It actually came down to mistakes, and that's what the game is about. So that one mistake at the end by them, just an error that, you know, got that unearned run, which we won with in the seventh, was nice. Like I told the kids after, I said, you know, the win is nice, but, you know, we expected to win coming off our Division III state, you know, semifinals last year. We have a good program, and, you know, not that we're, you know, second, you know, in anybody's eyes, but I thought we figured we could play and win, and you know, we were actually, you know, fortunate to come out with the win, but it was a really good game on both sides.
Tell me about Gigi Opont, your pitcher, right? You know, give me all that you can. Tell me about her. What does she have, and what makes her so tough?
Gigi's, first of all, you know, obviously going to Central Connecticut State, really good pitcher from you know, the sophomore years. Obviously, we're lucky to have her for 3 years. First and foremost, she's probably as good as competitor as we've seen. She takes each batter as like a test for her. She throws hard. She walks minimal batters per game one, which is obviously attributes to her control. One of those pitches that you can count on game in and game out to give you, you know, a chance to win. She's got five different pitches. She works on a changeup, and her fastball is excellent. She changes speed. She raises it in the zone. She's like I said, she's just a solid high school pitcher, and obviously going to be very good in college as well. She's obviously one of the reasons why we've been so successful the last 3 years at Fenwick.
All right, I think I do want to talk to you about your schedule, your games you maybe played and will be playing. But first, since we're talking about Gigi, let me have you tell me more about your players and her teammates, if you will. And you know, I know that it's not like you necessarily have a second baseman that plays all the games or first baseman or whatever. You rotate different players here and there. But behind the plate, let me have you begin there with your catching or catchers, if you will, and tell us more about some of your players.
Yeah, Gabby Maiori behind the plate. She's been there for the last 2 years, and she handles Gigi really well. She's a great receiver of the ball. She does a good job calling all the pitches. Very good defensively, and we lean on her obviously to maintain and control the game. First base, we rotate Meg Donnelly, senior captain, with Lola Emendolare over there. They both have good gloves. At second base, we usually use Lulu Diaz, who's been with us. She came over from Linfield. She's been good defensively and offensively as well. Freshman, we have Sarah Shan. She's been a really nice surprise at shortstop for us. She's played every game. She's good at the back, at great hands, and she's done a good job. At third base, we use Sophia Longo. She's been there. She's a sophomore. She played all of last year as a freshman at third. Now she's there back at third for a sophomore year. Really good hitter, good hands at third, good defensively, and, you know, that's our infield. Outfield.
Brian, before you go to the outfield, let me just have you make a note of, since we got to stay inside that diamond, of maybe another pitcher, because it's not just Gigi. Other pitchers have to, you know, have to pitch for you. So who else pitches for Fenway?
We actually use Gigi every game.
You do? Okay.
We do. She's someone that, she's one of those, you know, most of, you know, pitchers can go games, and but some of the pitchers obviously need a rest. Gigi's one of those ones that will go multiple days in a row if she has to. She actually gets stronger as she goes during the week, which is, you know, good as far as you know, her strength and her abilities to be able to maintain that you know, that velocity.
All right. Now let's go to the outfields.
So the outfield, back of the outfield, we go to Juliana Machici. She's a senior. Obviously, she's been with us for 3 years. She has been excellent. Has had a really good year this year. Offensively, she's been good. Defensively, she's in our left field. We got Val Tate from Alder Catholic this year, and she's been a great addition. She's outstanding offensively and defensively. She's a junior, and we look forward to having her for 2 years. And in right field, we use Katie O'Brien, who's got great speed. She's a really good bunter, executes well, and good defensively. So that rounds up our starting nine, which we pretty much are in place game in and game out. We have a few coming off the bench.
All right. We're talking with Brian Seabury, the softball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. Brian, I think we can, you know, I can have you just talk about the league and some of your matchups that you've had in the league, in the Catholic Central League. It just seems like this league is incredibly tough. And you've been touched up with a couple of losses, but also have had some wins. So tell us about the league this year.
So the league is just so difficult. We have the best pitcher in the league comes from the CCL, and it's just the competitive league. I mean, it's got Bishop Fiend is just such a good program, always one of the better teams in the state. And then you got to move on to St. Mary's, who's, you know, tradition and history speaks for itself. Archbishop Williams is probably the strongest team in our league this year. They've had some a run of players that, you know, are committed to softball, and their program is probably as good as anybody in the league right now. So those three teams alone, as well as Cardinal Spelman, Bishop Stang, you know, those teams are also very competitive. And so it's really good for us as far as, you know, see where we're at, setting the bar, and it's a good measuring stick to see where we're at as far as, you know, the strength of our league and where we fit around the state.
Right, strength of schedule, and I guess power rankings come out later this week for the first time this spring. And you played Archbishop Williams, right, earlier this year?
We did. We lost 5-4 in 11 innings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember that. Okay.
We also lost to Fee in 1-0 in 9 innings. So, you know, we're as good as, you know, we're right where we want to be. We could have, you know, stole a couple games if we had some timely hitting, but the pitching is so difficult that, you know, it's one of those ones that was 50-50, and we just happened to be on the losing end of those ones. But St. Mary's was a great win, as well as Peabody. So we're headed in the right direction.
You know, among all these teams that you're mentioning in the Catholic Central, you know, they're all probably, you know, composed or created, or their makeup is different. So just tell me about the Archies, if you will, Archbishop Williams. What makes them? Where are their other strengths and probably on the mound?
Archies is so good defensively. You know, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're pretty sound. They have really good coaching. For them to get eight, offhand, I'm trying to think. They got 10 hits off of Gigi that game. So as good as they are defensively, they swing the bat really well. They don't strike out. They move runners. Just a solid team. I expect them to be Final Four in Division III this year.
Yeah, that's right. That makes a lot of sense, you know, when you have something like that. And in good teams, they got to have great pitching, but they also, you know, that top-to-bottom lineup kind of deal, that's always huge, too, for to
They have a lot of depth, which is really hard to play against.
Okay. All right, so up next for you guys, tomorrow, Thursday, you're playing at Danvers. So what can you tell us about that matchup over there?
Just like Peabody, it's, you know, around the corner, so we really look forward to playing, you know, these schools, which is obviously competing against us in the area. A lot of our kids know the girls from Danvers. They know the girls from Peabody. They know, you know, obviously the girls from Malden Catholic because of Valte. So it's an interesting matchup just because of those dynamics that, you know, there's a little bit of a one-up factor to who's going to win these games and, you know, how competitive it's going to be. And so it's actually kind of fun to, you know, play these teams just so close to our school as well.
No, I get it. I mean, I think it's great to have the public privates, these neighborhood kind of, you know, rivalries.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
I think it's fantastic. So, Brian, you know, you've coached a lot of softball over the years and in other sports as well, but what is the chemistry of this team, your team, is my kind of my final question. What makes this season or this team a bit unique, albeit just a handful of games into the season?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's the group is really good. It's a tight-knit group. We all know that we're not going to the state tournament, and it's easy to mail it in. We could do that. We could do it on my end and their end, but they're committed to winning and finishing this season off with a bang as far as, you know, playing the best we can. I know, you know, we're not going to be able to compete for that state title, which we did last year, and which we would be close to this year as well. But with that being said, it's important for them just to go out and compete, improve, and, you know, show that we belong, which we did in Peabody and obviously, you know, Archbishop Williams, St. Mary's. Those games are especially important to us to see where we rank among the, the state finalists at the end.
Gotcha. Well, Brian, I really appreciate you taking some time to join us and share with us your the softball story at Fenwick this year. Great stuff, and best of luck the rest of the way. And again, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill. It's always good when, you know, getting interviewed by you guys. You in the past few years, I know we've done it a bunch, and it's continued to be, it's one of those things we look forward to. So I appreciate your time.
Well, again, congratulations on what you guys have been able to accomplish, the coaching staff, of course, the players and their families. And again, hopefully good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Brian Seabury with us, softball coach, Bishop Fenwick High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.